Good morning. We are continuing Chayyadim Hechus Shabbos. I'm learning Klal Chav Dalad, the Malach of Tzeveya, and we learned Simon Vav, which introduces the concept of Tzviya Derech Lichluch, and when we use that or not. So a case where a person has a spill, which is a colored liquid, and the person needs to soak it up. So the preferred option would be to use something which is not there to be tzeveya, like paper towel, etc., something of that sort, where one is not interested in coloring it. There's no, the concept of coloring doesn't really apply to it. So when a person does that, and we mentioned before, the person has to be aware of the potential skita issues of soaking it to the point where when one holds it, it will squeeze it out. But there's no gzera, one might come to squeeze it out. The gzera of Shema Yisra doesn't apply. But if it's totally soaked, the person should try and pick it up using a knife or something afterwards. That's the preferred option. To use a mop head or something of that sort to put the clean one to use to soak it up, again, the Yisra of Tzviya doesn't apply. However, those are muksa. It's a klisha matal yisur, so a person should not use that if they have the other option of using paper, etc. If a person does not have paper towels available to use, or a shmata type of a thing, which a person would a cloth which is made primarily for washing things, as opposed to a cloth which came from a garment which was discarded, what we call a shmata, but rather the towels which are made for the purpose of cleaning, so the derech is not to be tzaveya them. It's different than something which came from a garment, which is the derech is to be tzaveya, but now it's a piece of a cloth. So a person has cloths for cleaning. That's your second option. The third option is, if you have neither of those available, a person can use a garment, towel, cloth, or something that's where a person would be tzaveya, because we have the heter, tzidach lichluch, welcome atzerich, we're going to permit it. One has to be careful, like we mentioned before, that if it becomes soaked to the point that it becomes unusable, so we have the gzera shema yisko, he might come to squeeze it out. One concern by garment, a regular garment, there's a gzera shema yisko, even a part of the item, and something like a cloth, etc., which a person might want to continue to use, there's a gzera shema yisko if the whole thing becomes soaked. And then potentially there is, once there's an iser of shema yisko, and therefore, because I made it muksa, you have a problem with bitul klimei chonoi by doing so. So a person should try and avoid a situation where the whole item becomes soaked in order to avoid those other problems. Another interesting case where this plays out, this concern, a person's lips or hands got colored and he wants to wash them off, wipe them off onto something, so he's doing tzviya derech lichluch with the dirtiness which is on his hands. So a person should use paper towel or something of that sort where there's no concern of tzviya even derech lichluch. If the person does not have paper towels or something that is available, a person should not use the option of wiping it on a cloth, because we're machmir tzviya derech lichluch lechatchila. Person should try and wash it off under water, with water running, etc., to avoid that issue. The coloration of the water does not go into the concern of tzviya, because it's being thrown out, and that would clearly is an example where tzviya derech lichluch doesn't apply. Okay, we still have a few more points you want to touch upon in regards to tzviya. Putting on makeup, etc., which is something which needs to be discussed. So, Be'ez Hashem, we will do that in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.